Heaven.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? You dialed set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're broadcasting live high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Studio A. Alex is producing the broadcast in Minnesota. Got a meetup Friday, Ziggy's. And at the Lamplighter, corner of Sunshine and Glenstone, Springfield, Missouri. So the Get Prepared Expo staff and volunteers, we're looking forward to seeing you. We've got the signs, we've got the posters, and we'll hand them out, and we're going to give you the updates as to what we're going to be doing at the Get Prepared Expo. Latest updates, that's Friday, 5:30, Ziggy's at the Lamplighter. Dr. Julie Penick's with us in the broadcast classroom. Welcome, Dr. Julie Penick.
Good morning, Bench. You sound nasal to me this morning. Are you feeling under the weather?
Yeah.
Okay. How much vitamin D3 did you take this morning?
50,000.
Okay. Well, keep up the good work.
Well, I'll tell you what I did. Dr. Penick, you know that I'm a farmer, and I was baling some hay over the weekend, and this always happens to me. So at the end of the baling, I climbed into the baler. You know, I had my respirator mask on, and I got all the hay out of there because I was putting the baler away. And you don't want to leave hay inside a baler because it draws moisture and it'll cause the baler to rust. So I cleaned it all out, and everything was fine. That was Sunday. Then all of a sudden, I kind of felt that I was going to get a sinus infection like I always do when I bale this hay. And so immediately I took my vitamin D3, 50,000 units, and then I took 50,000 units the next day, and then this is the third day with 50,000 units of vitamin D3. And I took a few thousand, vitamin C. I took a pretty heavy dose of vitamin C, and am I on the right track?
Yeah, you need to add some nasal spray with grapefruit seed extract.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you about, the nasal spray. Now, whenever I do this, I wash my sinuses out with a saline solution, but I did not use grape seed extract. And I made a normal solution with, I boiled some water. I used Berkey filtered water from our well, and I boiled the water, and I added 1 teaspoon of kosher salt to 1 quart of water.
Okay.
And then I let it, is that about right?
That's great.
Okay, and then I flush my sinuses maybe once an hour, and now I'm probably 2/3 of the way to being fixed.
Well, okay, so if you need to, just up the ante a little bit and get you some grapefruit seed extract and put a drop or two in your quart of water and use that too.
Grapefruit seed extract.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, a drop or two in a quart?
Yeah, just take the solution that you're making and just add a drop or two to that. It has antifungal and anti-inflammatory properties, and it might be just be what you need to finish it off.
Okay, well, that's great. And what about colloidal silver as a through a nebulizer or
an atomizer?
Yeah,
what about just putting a little colloidal silver in your nose drop?
Okay, okay.
You can do that. Actually, there's a chiropractic friend of mine in town who has a nasal spray formula that he does just that. He does the saline, which is your salt water. He right. adds a little colloidal silver, and he adds a little bit of the grapefruit seed extract.
Well, that's great. So, Dr. Penick, I'm looking at the colloidal ionic silver solution. I have it right here in the studio, 20 parts per million. So just add a couple drops of that. Is that what we're saying?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yep.
There you go. And how often should I do that?
How often are you doing your nasal stuff now?
Once an hour.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, that's great. Keep up the good work. You don't need me.
Hey, by the way, speaking of needing you, we do need you, and I understand that you're going to be doing a couple seminars at the Get Prepared Expo in 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
And not only that, you're going to have a booth where you can talk to people one-on-one before and after your seminars. And you're going to be talking about the sea of poisons, right? Sea of toxins?
The sea of toxins that we live in, correct.
Yeah.
You talk to them about getting prepared for everything else, and I'm going to talk to them about how they need to be preparing their body.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I was thinking last night, I actually, for the first time, I thought I might not be able to get behind the microphone. I was in so much pain with this sinus pressure. It was pressing against my eyes, and I was thinking, you know, if I were this sick and we were in really, really tough times, it would be tough to do whatever I had to do, no matter what it was. I mean, I was just almost down for the count. So you're absolutely right. We do need to take care of our bodies, and if we can avoid this, avoid it. So do you have a recommendation on how I can preempt this? Should I use saline solution before I go into that baler?
How about you get somebody else to clean out the baler?
Okay, I can do that.
I think you have somebody that could do that for you.
Yeah, I'll ask our sons.
You know, my
sons.
Friend Forrest Gump says, stupid is as stupid does. If you know you get this every time you clean out the baler, why are you still cleaning out the baler?
I thought maybe I'd build up my immune system.
Oh, yeah, okay. How's that working for you?
It's killing me.
Watch your words.
Yeah. Okay, so Dr. Pennick, I wanted to ask you something about a cat and a dog, and here's what I've noticed. And we have a lot of animals on our farm, and I've noticed over the last couple of years that all of a sudden one of our cats will start losing weight very quickly and get a very dark brownish yellow tongue. Instead of pink or red, it goes to brown or yellow-brown, and then they die a few days later. Have you heard of that? Or what is that symptomatic of?
They have a sudden weight loss.
Yeah.
And their tongue turns a different color.
Yeah. Yeah, kind of like, let's say, I would say sudden over a period of about a month. It just seems to get, they have a weight loss, and then they, really, their tongue turns brownish yellow, and they don't want to eat, they don't want to drink, and they lose their motor skills. I mean, kind of, they're unable to walk. And I'm wondering if it's something in this dog food that they're eating.
Why are they eating dog food?
Well, the same thing happened to a dog. Cats eat the cat food, dogs eat dog food. I'm sorry.
Well, I don't know because I don't do veterinary medicine. Although some people say pediatrics is like veterinary medicine. They can't really tell you what's going on, so you have to kind of guess, right? So here's the deal. Clearly, it is beneficial for our animals just as it is for humans to eat raw food. And so if they're eating prepared foods, and we know that a lot of those foods are tainted with other things that shoot out their kidneys, and one of the signs of kidney failure can be weight loss, loss of appetite, anorexia, which is what we call it in people medicine, could be renal failure. From the toxic exposure to the foods that they're eating,
and that's what I was wondering, because it seems like they're fine, and all of a sudden, bam! You know, within a month they're dead, and it's happened to dogs and cats here.
Okay, so then the next question I would have is: are they having some sort of parasitic exposure across both breeds or both? Both animal types. Do you have some sort of parasitic thing that they're coming into contact with on the farm? Because a parasite can certainly destroy the digestive system and result in those symptoms.
Okay, are you talking about ticks?
Could be ticks. Could be fungus. Yeah. Could be worms. Could be some kind of parasitic event.
Well, they, you know, we do have ticks, and I don't know what to do about it. I mean, I don't want to spray the yard with insecticide, and, well, I don't know. Yeah, absolutely could be ticks, because we pull ticks off our dogs all the time, and I don't want to put Frontline on them, because that has fipronil, and what we think has happened to some of our animals is the fipronil has caused them to lose their motor skills.
Right. It can be neurotoxic.
Yes. So,
and so what about using a combination of essential oils and spraying them with that?
Okay, what oils should we use, Dr. Penny?
Oh, now you're going to put me on the spot, like I have a photographic memory. there is a protocol. I do have it on a thumb drive somewhere, and I would be happy to send it to you, and you can upload it to the website if you want.
Okay, and is this something that might be discussed at the expo? Is this something that was part of your plan, or is it something else that's part of or not part of
well,
your plan?
Well, it can be.
Okay.
It can be. And I know that the last time you had the expo, several of your exhibitors were people who sell carry essential oil product line.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes,
so when I talked the last time, I did talk about the use of essential oils in lieu of certain medications to treat certain conditions. So, yes.
Okay, that's wonderful, because Dr. Shealy will be bringing his essential oils. doTERRA, I think, is going to be bringing essential oils. And there might be one other company.
Young Living,
oils.
I think, was there the last time.
Yes.
You had a Young
yep.
Living representative.
Yes, and I think they're going to be there, too.
Okay.
Yep. All right. So when we talk about sinus flushing, is there a risk of a brain infection doing that?
No, not really.
Okay. And is there anything that we need to know about? For example, I have right here in the studio with me, it looks like it's a 3-ounce spray bottle. And it came from the Chinese factory outlet at Walmart. And it's a normal saline solution. Is there a period that we should not use this beyond? I mean, does it last a while, or once you open it, is it 30 days? Or what do we need to know about using
this
spray?
Well, you know, if you're going to use that product, I actually have people buy that product, pop mm-hmm. the top off, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And add their grapefruit seed extract and their colloidal silver to that. They pour out a little bit and add it to that. And once you have the silver and the grapefruit seed extract in there, that can last a long time because they have antibacterial, antifungal properties.
I'm going to do that right during the break. I'm Vin Finelli. Dr. Julie Penix with us. She's a 3-times PhD nurse practitioner right here in Springfield, Missouri. She's going to be at the Get Prepared Expo. We're talking about alternative medicine. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dried guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. heart and body extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of heart and body extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is physician strength oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class is a link to Julie Pennick at PennickHealthcare.com. From the website, usapreparers.com, page one, under the instructors at the bottom of the page. All the instructors are at page one at the bottom there. And it's P-E-N-I-C-K, Julie Pennick, and it's PennickHealthcare.com. Julie, obesity, we've talked about obesity before, and I had a question. Is there a group of the population that is hit harder with obesity than another group? Is it socioeconomic? Is it race? And I don't talk about race on the show, but I'd like to know, have you seen any kind of a trend in obesity?
Well, it's interesting because I talked to my students yesterday about obesity as a part of their hormone lecture here at the college. There are certainly some socioeconomic and ethnic groups that are more susceptible to disruptions in proper hormone functioning, and that would be African American, Hispanic, Native American. And then, of course, there's socioeconomic implications with obesity because individuals who are on tight budgets, your packaged and processed foods that are devoid of virtually any redeeming qualities as far as nutrition goes, that are made with white flour and white sugar, are very inexpensive. And so when they're out there spending their dollars on food to feed their family, you can make a box of macaroni and cheese that has very little nutritional value, overdone with processing and overdone with carbohydrate content. Or you can make a loaf of white bread. You can make those things stretch. What most people don't take into consideration in the obesity epidemic is exactly what I'm going to be talking about at the expo. The toxins that we are exposed to in our environment, either knowingly or unknowingly, are known to disrupt the human hormone system. And so to achieve and maintain an appropriate body weight, you have to have a hormone system that works properly, meaning that the pituitary has to communicate to the thyroid appropriately, and the thyroid has to be able to send out the hormone that runs our metabolic system. And thyroid hormone is central to proper functioning of the human metabolic system. And we tend to forget that. And so when you're exposed to things in the environment that have estrogenic activity in your body, such as drinking from a typical plastic bottle of water, unless it's BPA-free, or certain hygiene products or cosmetic products that you put on your skin to smell good or to look good, or even if you have city water, municipalities treat their waters with fluoride and or chloride, and those interfere with normal thyroid functioning. The sad thing that we see is that the epidemic of obesity in children, which is leading to an epidemic of the diagnosis of type 2 diabetes in the pediatric population. Everybody in the country wants to blame that on sugary drinks. Is that a factor? Absolutely. But what they fail to realize is the toxic exposure that these children have and how cumulative that becomes. And if we don't start addressing rebalancing the human hormone system, in addition to changing the dynamic of the food and drink that they put in their mouth, we are never going to get a handle on the obesity epidemic that is plaguing the pediatric population in this country.
You know, Julie, I saw an article that says that they still may be Europe's thinnest people, but the average French person has put on more weight. Currently, 15% of the French population is now obese and 32% overweight. And then they say that the French study shows that the most significant weight gains was in the 18 to 24-year-olds, where the weight has shot up 35% in the past, or where the obesity levels have shot up 35% in the past 3 years. That's staggering, wouldn't you say?
It is. Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Did the information you were reading allude to any possible etiologic mechanism, causative factors for that?
No,
I have a thought.
Yeah, I'd love to hear it. When we come back, Okay. Let's talk about what you think might be going on with the young people in France gaining so much weight so quickly. I'm Vince Finelli. Dr. Julie Penick's with us, nurse practitioner, Penick Healthcare. We'll be right back.
Call to action.
Will you survive?
Learn how to survive at the biggest preparedness expo in the USA.
The Get Prepared Expo.
Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Survival medicine, survival gardening, growing heirloom seeds,
negotiating for your life,
surviving violent climate change, radiation survival, economic collapse,
disease prevention,
raising bees, rabbits, and chickens for food,
defending your home and family,
surviving tornadoes,
water filtration and purification,
build buckets of storable food.
Ask yourself,
are you prepared for solar storms, nuclear meltdown, dollar collapse, skyrocketing food and fuel prices,
earthquakes, tornadoes?
Where is your plan?
Get Prepared Expo,
Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th,
Ozark Empire Fairgrounds,
Springfield, Missouri.
Meet USA Prepares Vincent Finelli,
Dr. Norman Shealy,
Dr. Joel Wallach,
Matt Stein,
The Freeze Dry Guy,
Missouri Storm Shelters,
Jeff and Karen Olson,
and over 50 more instructors.
$8 one-day and $15 weekend passes available online now.
GetPreparedExpo.com.
Will you survive?
GetPreparedExpo.com.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What? Today,
God,
you're
take my
when you go
to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, the Get Prepared Expo is coming up in 2 weeks, November 3rd and 4th. If you would like a free pass for you and someone else in your family, just go to USAPrepares.com. USAPrepares.com, and there's a contact tab. And if you just, at the bottom of that page, on the contact page, you can say, GCN free weekend pass, please, or passes, please. And we'll send you a pair of passes for the full weekend. That's over 70 seminars. Dr. Julie Penick will be giving one of those seminars, actually two of them. And we'll be glad to let you participate at no charge at all. And there's no tease. There's no hidden agenda. It's straight out, full access to the expo. All the seminars are bundled in. And I'd like to make sure that our class, our loyal members of our class, get free passes, if you'd like. So just go to usapreparers.com, contact tab, and just send us a note and just say, GCN, free passes, please. Dr. Julie Penick's with us, and you'll be able to get a chance to meet her at the Get Prepared Expo. That's November 3rd and 4th, Springfield, Missouri, at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds. And Dr. Julie Penick, we were talking about weight gain in France, up 35% in the past 3 years, and you had some thoughts.
Okay, and so what you said was, is in the younger age group, we're talking about the young
yes.
adult age group.
Right.
Here are two of my thoughts on that. When we talk about environmental exposures of toxicities that interrupt normal functioning of the human hormone system, might there be a cumulative effect in the environment that now has led this younger population to have chronic exposure over longer periods of time, because the environment continues to be more toxic? And the more we have these convenience type things, you know, people complain about the price of a gallon of gas. If they're out there buying all this bottled water that is in this plastic that's leaching into the water and causing estrogen like activity and dioxin like activity in their bodies, they would have a fit if they saw how much they pay for a gallon of water. And so don't complain
sure.
at the pump until you figure out what you're paying for this crazy water that you're drinking that is having negative effects on your health. I believe it's a cumulative environmental issue. And the other is, look at that age group. This age group are the people who are the biggest users of modern technology.
Yeah, wireless. I was hoping you'd say that.
The wireless generation. We have studies published in reputable peer-reviewed journals here in the United States that are beginning to show the negative impact on health outcomes in children who were in schools that have gone wireless. And you name me one academic environment in this country that's not wireless.
Well, actually, there's only one. When I was a consultant back in, well, it's probably wireless now, but when I was a consultant in Virginia, I consulted for a few county school districts, and I absolutely refused to allow any of our designs to have any wireless communications inside the school building. And the reason was, I believed at that time, back in the 1990s, that this was going to happen. And I said, I will not be part of causing cancers and diseases in the teachers and in the students who are in the school building for 8 hours a day. As long as I was there, they did not have any wireless anything inside the school building.
Here's our dilemma.
I think it's interesting that
we don't have any pre-conversations about these shows, yet we always come to the same conclusion. That's kind of scary, isn't it?
You know, Julie, you know, seriously, people were beating me up in Virginia saying, you know what, you're holding us back. You're holding us back because you say that this is dangerous. Prove it. Prove that cell phones will cause cancer. Prove that electromagnetic radiation is dangerous. And I'd say, well, when I work in my shop, when I'm on the repair bench and I have these computers open, it's confusing me. When I close them up, I can regain my cognitive processes, but when
right.
I put the metal case back on the computer, but when I've got 8 computers open, I get confused. I can't remember what I'm doing. And they thought
I
was kidding. And
people forget that the human body is also a human energy field.
Mm-hmm.
And so anything that is involved in wireless transmission is having an impact on the human energy field, which has an impact on the human hormone system, which has an impact on the human nervous system, because that's the energetic system of the human body. And even though you may not be in a system that has it, really, where are you going to get away from wireless technology?
Well, in our house, there is no wireless technology. Now we do have a cell phone. We have one cell phone in our house, and sometimes when people call me, I don't respond because it's not in my pocket. It's not in a holster. I don't have it with me. I only carry it if I need to for an emergency purpose. But it's not on my person because I know that that thing is transmitting almost all the time.
Nonstop.
Right.
Nonstop. And for those of us who haven't had the luxury of being able to pull ourselves out and living on our farm, who are still quasi, I mean, I live on 12 acres, but I'm still just outside city limits here in Springfield, Missouri. And, you know, I'm sure everybody in my neighborhood is wireless, and I'm sure there's, you know, probably 150 cell phones on my block.
Yeah.
You know, you look at 30 houses, the average house probably has 3 to 5 cell phones because little kids who are 7 years old now have their own cell phones. I just don't get that.
No, I don't either. And think about where they carry them, usually in their pockets, right?
Yep.
Right next to their reproductive system.
Correct.
Or right next to their heart if it's in their shirt pocket.
Correct.
And, you know, I do a very poor impersonation of Columbo when I meet people. And, you know, if I'm at the studio in the afternoon in Springfield, some of the guys have their cell phones in their pockets. And I'll stop and I'll kind of scratch my head and I'll say, is that a cell phone in there? In your shirt pocket? Is that what that is? You know that thing's transmitting, right? You know your heart is, like, right there, right? And but, you know, where else am I going to put it? I really think that you're right with the sea of toxins. And I'm so glad that you talked about the electromagnetic radiation. Julie, in our farmhouse,
toxic exposure.
Right. We do not even have a cordless telephone in our house.
Wow.
And really, in the studio right here with me right now, all the equipment, I can't touch. I've got my arm stretched out. I know you can't see this, glass, but my arm is stretched out as far as I can reach, and I still can't touch the monitor screens.
Wow.
On purpose.
Well, that's good.
Everything is.
You have done well in your design.
And Julie, what we did was we painted our walls. Since we built our house, I know where all the walls and the wires are. And I wired the entire farmhouse. And I painted the walls where the wires are with copper dust, mixed copper dust, in with the primer. And I put a shield of copper dust in the paint where all the wires are to help keep the electromagnetic radiation from coming out through the sheetrock. That's how concerned I am about this.
Wow. Wow. And most people don't realize that just in the typical home, whether they're wireless or not,
how about
you should never put the head of your bed near a wall where there's, you know, 4 to 6 electrical outlets, because there's a greater concentration of stray electromagnetic stuff that comes out of just your average wall outlet.
I'm so glad you said that, Julie, because typically a house is wired in series. So the Romex cable runs from one outlet to the next outlet to the next outlet. And typically it's run about 20, the cables run about 24 inches off the floor horizontally from outlet to outlet. So right behind just about everybody's headboard, if their house is wired according to the National Electric Code, there's an outlet every 6 feet. If that's the case, then they probably have a horizontal electrical cable running right behind their headboard where they're sleeping 8 hours a day.
Yeah, or trying to sleep 8 hours a day.
Yeah. So how do we minimize that? I think I'd probably experiment with putting a piece of aluminum foil on the wall or on the headboard as close to that horizontal piece of wire as possible.
Wow. Do you have any exhibitors coming to the expo that deal with Gauss meters to measure the potential contamination, and there are devices that you can plug into those outlets that will... is there anybody coming?
We have one of our science advisors from California may be able to come, Bert Bertonis. Okay. If he does, he has the equipment to measure that, and he could probably demonstrate that. I'm going to call him and see if his intent is to come. He was very interested in it, but you're absolutely right. That is something, you know, we're awake about two-thirds of our life, and we sleep about a third. Is that right?
That's right.
Okay.
That's
so
right.
Our head is right next to that electromagnetic field. 8 hours a day.
The challenge, the majority of human growth and repair occurs during the sleep cycle. And so if you're sleeping in an environment where there's constant electromagnetic pollution having a negative impact on the human energy field and the human energy systems, how efficient and effective of a function of growth and repair do you think is going to occur?
Well, I think you're right. It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough to repair our bodies under these environments. And, you know, when we talk about the schools, Julie, they really gave me a hard time because I was holding them back with not allowing wireless communications in the design. But you know what? What actually is really necessary? Why would a school have to have wireless? I just said, here, just provide a jack at every workstation, and you just plug your computer in. That's all you have to do. And it runs many times faster than wireless, at least 10 times faster than wireless. So why not have full speed access to the network and just plug this short cable in? The cables are only a dollar a piece.
I was going to say, clearly it would have to come down to a financial decision, right?
Well, actually, it was cheaper in the long run. And, you know, because the wiring, the infrastructure is in place. And once it's in place, all you have to do is have a short patch cord to go from the wall jack or the workstation jack to the computer. And the other thing is, all of these notebooks that we have, we think that they'll last 8 hours running. They don't. They only last about an hour or 2 hours at the most. So you have to plug them in anyway. So why use wireless devices? I'm Vint Fanelli. Julie Penick's with us. This is USAPrepares.com. Dr. Julie Penick will be with us at the Get Prepared Expo talking about toxins and what you need to do to protect yourself from them. We'll be right back.
If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. GetPreparedExpo.com. Coming November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. This year, a whopping 175 seminars and exhibits. With instructors, GCN's Vincent Fanelli from USA Prepares. Plus, the freeze-dry guy, Jeff Olson, Dr. Norman Shealy, Matt Stein, Dr. Joel Wallach, Larry Pratt, John Moore, Lisa Bedford, Marjorie Wildcraft, and 50 more. GetPreparedExpo.com. November 3rd and 4th. Download coupon flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as a common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TrueCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
25 years is reason to celebrate. Cash in on October deals during the 25th anniversary of Emergency Essentials. Going on now, save 26% off clarified butter, 24% off honey oat granola, and save 50% off a kitchen fire extinguisher, a must for any kitchen emergency. Stock your car with a Roadwise Emergency 72-hour kit, only $34.99 at BePrepared.com. New this month, two varieties of Mountain House just-in-case buckets. Your favorite Mountain House pouches packed in a convenient bucket. Find a super deal this month only for the Gold Zero Lighthouse LED Lantern and Nomad 7 Solar Panel. Iosad Potassium Iodide Tablets are on sale. And as always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group Specials now through October 31st. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
I just did a quick search. I went to eBay and I typed in copper powder, and you can find very fine copper powder right on eBay if you'd like to experiment with mixing that with some primer paint and painting that on your walls to help mitigate the effects of the electromagnetic radiation. And then I did a search on aluminum powder, and that might work just as well. And aluminum powder, you can get probably enough to do the job for $25. That's what it looks like to me. So if you want to experiment with that, what I did was I just mixed the powder in with the paint, and you have to keep stirring because it settles to the bottom. And I painted along where I thought the wires were behind the sheetrock in our home. Julie, flea bites. I have an email from one of our class who got a flea bite, and she broke out in a rash on her forearm. Is that something that's typical?
It can be. I wouldn't say it's 100% with everybody, but, you know, fleas carry certain different things as well as ticks do, and so oftentimes a rash can develop after a common flea bite.
Okay. Do you have any recommendations on what you should do to treat a flea bite?
Topical, something
like a Nixol?
Nixol would be good, yes. I would have also said just a topical essential oil. If they're concerned about secondary infections, lemon oil is topical essential lemon oil. Let me say that, not the kind of lemon oil you clean your furniture with. Topical essential lemon oil has been shown to be able to get rid of methicillin-resistant staph. And so if they're concerned about that, they can always treat it with that. Lavender oil is good to treat skin things with as well. Nixol is a powerful product that could treat that, all kind of things.
What about atomizing Nixol as a sinus treatment? Would that be acceptable, or would that be dangerous?
I wouldn't do it. I don't know if the manufacturers are proponents of that, but I probably would not do that. Just me.
Okay. And by the way, yes, by the way, you mentioned adding colloidal silver to the saline solution.
Right.
I did that during the break.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, is it possible that it worked in 15 minutes?
You tell me. Can't you tell a difference already?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
I'm just wondering if it's I'm wondering if it's psychosomatic, because I think it worked.
No, it has anti-inflammatory.
I can see.
It has anti-inflammatory properties, so it will take the inflammation down, which will relieve your symptomatology. Absolutely.
Man, oh man, did it work. And all I did was put 3 drops in 3 fluid ounces and sprayed the saline solution into my sinuses. Let it stay there for about 30 seconds, and then I flushed it out, and then I did it again about 15 minutes later.
I noticed on the break one of the commercials for one of the sponsors was the silver people. And so I'm sure they're going to be thrilled to hear your positive results of that and to hear that we even suggested that. I also heard the one about the microplant powder. I have a friend who absolutely adores that product. So I'm giving a plug to your sponsors there.
Well, that's great, Julie. Now, I wanted to ask you about that. Do you recommend that as a detoxifying agent?
It can be used as a detoxifying agent, absolutely. It's a very good quality product. I would say that it has a specific pH, and so I tell the people that I work with who use that to do it between meals and not with meals. Because of the pH, it will have an impact on the hydrochloric acid production in the stomach, and so we don't want to shut that down, because if we do, we can't adequately digest and absorb nutrients. Not that hydrochloric acid digests anything, it doesn't. But hydrochloric acid converts pepsinogen to pepsin for you to digest your protein. So the plant powder has an alkaline pH, so it's best done between meals.
Dr. Julie Pennick, thank you so much for being with us today. If you'd like to contact Dr. Julie Pennick, it's PennickHealthcare.com. P-E-N-I-C-K Healthcare.com. PennickHealthcare.com. There's a link to Dr. Julie Pennick on page 1, USAPrepares.com. At the bottom of page 1, where you have our instructors, she's right there. Thank you so much. Class above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready.
Some are not.
MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days, like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.